from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Hey, fantasy football owners. The road to winning your fantasy football championship starts now. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that's going to make or break your fantasy roster. Wide receivers. We analyze route running, target share, and all the metrics that matter, giving you the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is the morning shift. Your boy Dylan Matthews having an amazing time on a Falcons Friday, hanging out with former Atlanta Falcon Mike Johnson and radio legend Ali Mack here. It is time for the wake-up call, 404-726-0929. Two questions for you ahead of tonight's Falcons preseason game against the Miami Dolphins. Don't forget, by the way, going to be right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Pre-game coverage with, by the way, Ding. Mike Johnson and Chris Goforth. That, by the way, was on purpose. Yeah. Ding. Mike Johnson and Chris Goforth hold it down from 5 to 7 on the Falcons Radio Network pregame show. Then Dave Archer and Wes Durham bring you the call at 7 o'clock, and then Falcons post-game show on the network with Mike Johnson and Chris Goforth as well. Rob Tribble afterwards on the Falcons flyover, so you can give your take on everything you see between the Falcons and the Dolphins tonight.
I want to see – I'm answering these questions for myself. I want to see Michael Penix's pocket presence.
Ooh.
I want to see – because, look, man, the Washington offense, when you have these spread college offenses, sometimes – and he had the Joe Moore award-winning offensive line last year. So a lot of times when you have that situation in college, you can sit back there, burp the baby, wait till your guys run wide open and unleash this thing down the field. Doesn't happen like that in the NFL. I want to see the pocket presence. And I'm actually ashamed to admit this because I just counted them off the top of my head. Number of TVs in your house?
Yeah.
I just hit the double digits in my head.
Wow. You what?
Still climbing. Yeah, I think it's 11.
11?
No, bro, and it's embarrassing to admit that. It really, really is. But it's they're unique situations. I have two outside, one in the garage, one on the deck. I have a basement that's a really big room. That room itself has three TVs. I have a TV that I race on. I got one in the playroom, one in the living room, one in the bedroom. So it's a little bit out of hand, but
goodness.
Yeah, I know. I know. Like I was counting going, dang, I got to do something about that. Maybe I might let Dylan hold one.
Do you, do you regularly use all 11
all
too?
Of them. All of them. Wow. I would say,
I mean, I guess if you use all of them
in a span of a week, I would say they all get turned on at least once.
Wow.
In a span of a week.
Okay.
And I'm ashamed to admit that. But man, it just is what it is when the kids are going crazy. I'm like, hey, I want to watch the football game down here. I'll throw on, you know, the Incredibles down on this side or Minions or whatever. Let the kids watch that. Maybe crank the computer up, do a little racing. And then maybe I got to go work on some in the garage and I'll throw the Braves game on. And then we're out back, you know, lounging and relaxing and, you know, throw it on the deck.
It's fair, though. I think it's fair that you have these on all the time because we were just talking about this off air about how when we don't hear something, it sounds like a mistake because we're so used to radio. I need noise all the time. Same. Silence is terrifying to me.
Dude, when I first started living with Lindsay, that was the one thing we would butt heads about. I'd be like, I cannot fall asleep with the silence in here. Like, you have to turn on the TV. And I don't even want it loud enough to actually hear the conversation. I just want it to sound like a muffle, just in the background. Wah, 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 like Charlie Brown's teacher. You know what I mean? That kind of thing.
The way you broke it down, too, it's productive the way you use the TVs. I mean, look, one for the kids, one for you, and then all that in different areas. It's productive, so I can't be mad at it.
Here's what I say, and I know we got to get to the lines. We got plenty of callers. Here's what I say. I had this alley back in January where I had New Year's resolutions.
Mm-hmm.
And somebody online was saying that each January they turn every hanger in their closet around. Like, that's what they do.
Right.
And then when they get to December, the hangers are the clothes that are still facing backwards. They get rid of that stuff because they're like, I haven't worn it all year. Why do I have this in my closet? Kind of how I feel about TVs. If I get, if I go a month without turning one on, I might be like, okay, that TV can go. But I don't ever get there. They all get used and utilized in different rooms. So I'm not turning the hangers around and throwing away my TVs. You know what I'm saying? I got it hooked up. It's all good.
How many TVs do you have in your house? That is one of our wake-up call questions. 404-726-0929. By the way, I also do have to tell you this hour is brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com to get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. How many TVs do you have in your house, and what or who are you most excited to see in the Falcons' first preseason game tonight against the Miami Dolphins? For Mike, it's the Penix Pocket Present.
That's what I want to see, man. Don't dance around it. Step into that thing.
Let's get over to the phone lines, 404-726-0929. Let's head out to our guy Skip out in Atlanta riding around, man. What's going on, Skip?
I know Skip was in a bad way yesterday. Hey, you were in a bad way yesterday, Skip. Whip, whip, whip.
Boy, are you read my text. Boy, I was mad, wasn't it? Hey. Dylan, you got the same text, Dylan.
I did.
Mike Mafia in the house. Mike Mafia in the house. Miss Princess there. Princess Mac. That's Princess Mac. Yeah, that's Princess Mac. And we got the Dylan Disciples riding with us today.
Hey, I love like it. That.
Dylan Disciples. Let's get it.
I like it.
Hey, man. I got about three TVs in the house. One upstairs in the bedroom, one in the kitchen. And I'm like, Mike, one in the garage. And then, I got one in the car. My phone is, I got TV on my phone, too.
There you go.
But tonight, as I say, I want to see Eddie Goldman tonight because the last couple of times he haven't got this far. He always quit doing training camp, so I want to see what he looked like tonight. After all getting hit, not hitting nobody a couple of years, and also I still want to see my boy Harrison, man, because he's gonna be the next person that I really think that's gonna ignite this whole defense, man.
Yeah.
So that's what I want to see tonight.
Nice.
And as far as the Braves, man, this next 10 games is make or break the season. We got to go at least 8-2 at the best. At the worst. 8-2 or higher, because if we go 8-2, that's going to determine what kind of crowd you're going to have in the week when Philly's coming in town. Mm. And y'all have a nice weekend, man. Talk to you later.
Appreciate it, Skip.
I think the Harrison comment is what sticks out to me. And first of all, he's got a TV in his kitchen. I was not expecting. That's the one place I don't have one in my house. Not
really?
In the kitchen. No TV in the kitchen.
Kitchen TVs are actually pretty common, fairly common.
I know, but it kind of struck me. He's like, I got one in the kitchen. I was like, hey, man, didn't even say living room. He just said kitchen. I will say this. Zach Harrison, I will be very curious to see how he's utilized. He was drafted for a different system, right? He was drafted for a Ryan Nielsen scheme, and he was an understudy of Calais Campbell. That's not the role he's been given right now. And I think – and Arnold Ebiketie's the same way. They were drafted to do different things. I want to see how they are utilized and if they can excel in those new roles of two gapping or whatever Zach Harrison's been asked to do. I think he's going to be interesting to watch tonight too.
Yeah, really a lot of guys on this defensive line. He brought up Eddie Goldman too. Again, not getting hit after a few years. How that feels after coming out of preseason game one, if he still got that same energy about coming back this season. So I'm really interested to see a lot of people on this defensive line, the rookies as well, too. 404-726-0929. Let's keep with the phones. Let's head out to LaGrange and talk to our guy, John. John, what's happening, man?
John, what up, John?
Hey, you know what time it is, Mike.
Wham, wham,
Don't want to sound redundant, but the mafia is running deep today.
Alive and well, baby, alive and well.
My wake up call is the managerial position for the Braves. I love Smith. He's a surefire Hall of Famer for the Braves simply because we won two world titles, one with Bobby and one with Brian.
Yeah.
So he's in, period, in the conversation. Now, as far as the managerials go, I like somebody who's got a little high. He runs a little hot, but he's also cerebral. You know, first off, Chipper Jones. Chipper Jones would be great, but he's hot. He runs hot. So I need that cerebral killer. And I would love to see John Smoltz come back and be a manager for the Braves. He's brilliant when it comes to, you know, the ins and outs, but he also has that fire. I remember game 7 against the Twins. He pitched a complete game and lost 1-0. So that's my guy.
Yeah. I think that's perfectly stated. And I will say, I don't think Chipper's that guy, because I think Chipper's got young kids. He's, you know, around, I think he's got 6 or 7 year old right now. He's around that kind of lifestyle. I will say, though, going back, like, let's just call it 8 to 10 years, I would have said absolutely not on a guy like John Smoltz. The two biggest coaching jobs probably in the United States right now have just been filled in the last 5 years by people that were in the ESPN booth before. And I'm talking about Aaron Boone.
Yep.
Is the obviously the manager of the Yankees, and J.J. Redick with the Los Angeles Lakers.
Yeah.
Stepped right out of those roles and right into those big jobs. I don't think it would be John Smoltz, but more so than ever, I wouldn't rule it out.
I actually, when he brought up, I didn't even think about John Smoltz, but when John brought it up, I wouldn't mind John Smoltz either for a lot of the reasons that John listed. I think you can hear it when he broadcasts. He knows the game. He knows the ins and outs, not just pitching, but all around. He knows the game. He's a Hall of Famer for a reason. And again, he does run a little hot, but he does have that cerebralness to him. So I wouldn't say no to John Smoltz. I think it would be a solid name. I think I would still, like we were talking about earlier, Ron Washington, I think, would probably be my first choice if he was available. But John Smoltz would be on the short list.
I would never say never.
All right, we're going to head back to the phones here, 404-726-0929. You still got a little bit of time if you got a wake-up call. Let's head out to our guy, Chief, next out in South Fulton. What's happening, Chief?
What's happening, Chief?
What's happening, Chief? Look here, Chief.
Hey, what's going
on? I think somebody need a TV, right? Hey,
yeah. That's right.
We got to fix this, Chief.
You know, Mike, I'm hot in these streets, right? Because I'm proud of the nation, right? Hey. So I got a little fellow over here off of Old National behind a flea market. You know, we got a U-Haul rental truck, right?
Uh-huh.
You know, now, you might, Dylan, you might have to clean a little sheetrock off the back of the TV, all right?
That's all right.
No,
I ain't above nothing, Chief. I ain't above nothing.
Yo.
But you know what? I got 6 TVs in my house.
Okay.
4 in the bedroom, and I got 1 in my man cave and 1 in the living room. So, you know, but Dylan, hey, man, I feel for you, man. You know, I'm glad you're working around Mike and Bo and Tiffany, because they got the big bucks. They can help you out.
Hey, that's
right.
Sounds like you got the hookup, though. I need to go through my man Chief.
Hey, right. You know, hey, Chief, to your point, you know, they got me this nice Yeti for my birthday. You know, they're going to have to go to the TV next.
It says actual Dylon.
And the hometown take on it. All right, that is the wake-up call. Appreciate all the calls. And hopefully you guys have a great time taking in the Falcons preseason game on however many TVs you have in your crib. When we come back here, we are going to talk to someone very special.
Yes!
You know Grant McCauley as the Braves reporter, insider, and host for The Diamond. Allie Mack, she just calls him hubby.
I do.
She calls him the love of my life.
My hubby.
The love of my life.
That is who we will talk to next. We're not talking to just the Braves insider reporter and host of From the Diamond. We're talking to Allie Mack's husband. When we come back here on The Morning Shift, Dylan Matthews, Mike Johnson, Allie Mack. We'll be back with Grant McCauley on Sports Radio, 99 The Game and the Odyssey app.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The Gel Flex Grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the Gel Flex Grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Hey, fantasy football owners, I'm Matt Harmon.
And what's cracking up, James Coe? Join us on Reception Perception as we dive deep into wide receivers, the position that will make or break your fantasy team.
Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.